allow this church to be, you may not look at it that way, but that was an honorable position for this church to be a part of. And in eternity, in heaven, that will have repercussions in a good kind of way. That we are from an evangelistic church, from a church that has reached around the world, not only with giving, but we've sent messengers. And I don't want these to be the only messengers. I want us to continue to send not only our finances, but people who will be used to impact our world for Jesus Christ. Isn't Jesus worth that?
Yes, he is.
Is he worth that to you? Amen, amen, amen. Love Brother and Sister Collins, and without any further ado, would you make him welcome? They may both testify. He may, I don't know what they're going to do, but Brother Collins, make them welcome, would you please?
Amen. Praise the Lord, church. Amen. I love the Lord. I love what I feel in the house of God. Amen. I love the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to have my wife come up and leave a short word of testimony. She typed up something, but I don't think she brought it, so I'm going to put her on the spot. Amen. If the minister has to be instant in season, out of season, praise the Lord, maybe his wife needs to as well. Amen. Sister Collins.
Well, we had something typed up, and we were kind of hoping to talk to Brother Causey about showing you a slideshow so that you can see what you were a part of. I set some personal goals while we were over there, personal physical goals. And while we were sitting here singing and worshiping, I started thinking about that. And one of the goals that I accomplished at great price to the calves of my legs for 3 days was to climb a mountain. We went to Neist Point, and it really makes you appreciate coming out of the valley. You go down the side of this mountain, and it's very steep. And then you come down and around, and you're in the valley. Then you come up again, up the side of another little mountain. And then you go down, and you go around some more into another valley. And I know sometimes we did go through some valleys over there. We dealt with some things over there that we did not ever imagine having to deal with. But the Lord brought us out, and whenever he made us stronger for that. And I know whenever I came up that mountain, the last stretch of that mountain, and we got on top, I was like, thank you, Jesus. I'm here. I still have breath in my body, and I can move. And it's the same way spiritually. Sometimes when we get to the top of the mountain, we're so exhausted from being in the valley. But if we give God the praise and the glory when we get to the top of that mountain, he restores and he gives us strength to carry on and get prepared for the next valley that we go through. So I want y'all to know that we felt your prayers over there. And because of the prayers of this church, by the time we left, Calvary Tabernacle was experiencing a revival. So, thank you for that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good, and Mount Pisgah's fingerprints are in Scotland. Elgin, Scotland, to be exact. And as Pastor Causey said, it is God's will for not only to send finances, but to send workers. Amen? Amen. Because the Word of God says, go ye therefore. Amen. And we can't do that if we sit here. Amen. If you would mind standing, and we'll turn to the Word of the Lord tonight. A very familiar passage, and I know everybody can probably quote. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And then I'll be turning to Isaiah 41, 10 through 13. Now, I do not have a sermon title for this. You can title it whatever you would like. But the word of the Lord says this, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He is a rewarder of them, listen, that diligently seek Him. Amen. In Isaiah 41, chapter 41, verse 10 through 13, it says this, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught," the Bible says. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Come on, Mount Pisgah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Because God is able. He is with thee. He says, fear not. I will uphold thee. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. If I was to just entitle this, and I'm glad that my pastor said what he did about being willing to send finances, but being willing to send out of this church as well, I guess I might just entitle it willing. Willing. There's no power on earth equal to an apostolic believer. No power at all. It doesn't matter what you've got in your hand, whether it's a time bomb, whether whatever you come up against, there is no power on earth equal to an apostolic believer. Because the Bible says that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Whatever you come up against, He said, fear thou not, I am with you. Fear not, I am with you. He said this in 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world. Amen. When apostolics pray, God hears. Amen. You didn't hear that. When apostolics pray, God hears. And God answers their prayers. Amen. Isaiah said it like this, fear thou not. Only four times those words are used like that in the Bible. Fear thou not. The one of the greatest enemies in our church is fear. The greatest enemy in a church is fear. Because fear is not conducive to love. And we got to do everything out of love, the Bible says. Fear wants to squash. Fear wants to make you hide. Fear wants to make you run. Fear wants to make you turn your back. Fear wants to make you walk away. Fear wants to make you keep your wallet in your pocket and not give to missions. Because of fear. Because of fear. But I only got $10. Spend it. Doesn't the Bible say the Lord gave everything He had? He gave everything He had. Amen. I didn't get much response on that one. Praise the Lord, but it's true. Fear says, I can't. God says, I will direct you. Fear says, I'm tired. God says, I will give you rest. Fear says, it's impossible. God says, all things are possible. Fear says, amen, you're not smart enough. God says, I will give you wisdom. Fear says, I can't. God says, I can do all things through Christ. Amen. Fear thou not. Fear says, I don't have enough, Brother Collins. God said, I will supply all your need. Right now. Woo! All your need. Amen. Fear says, you're alone, Brother Lee. God says, I'm with you. Hallelujah. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hallelujah. Fear has to go. Amen. Fear has got to go in the apostolic church. Amen. There is no room for fear in an apostolic church at all. Somebody comes in, they've got a disease and they've got a sickness. We contemplate whether or not we ought to go lay hands on them and heal them because of fear. It's not you that's doing it anyway. It's God. Amen. And if you take credit for it, hallelujah, you just rob the Lord. Amen. I preached a message while I was over there entitled, Who I Was. Because fear reminds us and reminds me and reminds you of who you was. Just want you to, I'm gonna steal from Brother Causey for just a minute. I want you to let that marinate for just a minute. Who I was. Who I was. Hallelujah. Because fear says nobody even knows your name. Fear says nobody even cares. Fear says that you can't teach that Bible study, young person. I thank God that the Brother Brandon and him, they put a P7 picture on Twitter. And this young man standing here praying. There wasn't no fear in that. There was not any fear in that. Fear lets everybody leave just the way they came. Fear says God will never use you. Fear says God will never use you. And I can guarantee you right now that the devil's sitting on your shoulder, some of you, telling you the same words that I just spoke to you. Because of fear. Because of fear. Because that's who you was. That is not who you are. That is not who you are. Amen. And the devil wants to constantly remind you of who you was. I know who I was, but I know who I am. That is what makes me different. I know what I used to be. I know where I used to go. I know how I used to act. But I know Him as well. I ain't got no fear. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. He said, but fear thou not. Hallelujah. When Tracy and I arrived at Glasgow Airport in Scotland, amen, we were walking through the line, had our bags, had this and had that. You had to go through customs, show them your passport, talk to them, all this other stuff. And during all this time we were talking, amen, the Border Patrol agent, you know, everything seemed to be going as usual, just like the last three times we've been over there. How you doing? Where you going? What are you going to do? No problem. Enjoy Scotland. Well, then we realized we were the last ones standing there. That whole plane had done gone through. Checked, stamped, and luggage, and down the road. And here we are standing. And finally, this lady, she says, I'll be right back. And she disappears off into the side door. And we sit there, and we wait, and we look, and we wonder, well, what's going on here? Finally, she comes back out, and she looks at both of us, and she says, I shouldn't be doing this. What she was saying is, I'm letting you in anyway. Because she really shouldn't have. Because of the time of our stay and what we were going to be doing. Amen. She said, I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Amen. Because of what we were going to do and where we were going to go. Amen. Hallelujah. She shouldn't have been doing that. They should have turned us around. Amen. We even got told by other people that's been in the country, she should have turned you around for what you told her and not let you in. But God made a way. Amen. Paul was in the storm. He was in the boat and nothing happened to him. Amen. Why? Because God said, you must go to Rome. You must go, Pastor Causey. Amen. When Paul was in the storm and on the boat, all things were against him. All things, amen. He was a prisoner. He was tied up. The storm came along. And Acts 27 and 23 says, "For there stood by me this night." Listen, not a angel, but the angel. Hallelujah. Not a angel, but the angel of God stood beside him and said, "Fear not, Paul." Woo! "Fear not, Paul, for you must show up." How else are they going to hear about God? How else are they going to hear about Jesus' name baptism? You must show up. Amen. God made a way for him. He made a way for us. Amen. Hallelujah. The angel of God. Hallelujah. Whose I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, "In whom I serve." He says, saying, "Fear not. Fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar." Hallelujah. Fear not. And lo, God hath given thee all that sail with thee. If God be for us, who can be against us? Not weather, not storm, not doubt, not fear, not lack of finances, and not even the border patrol can be against you in Jesus' name. Woo! For you must go to Scotland and preach word. Hallelujah. Not even the border patrol controls God. When he says go, he means go. And if you're the last one there, so be it. Hallelujah. He said, "I'm with thee. I am with thee." The angel of God stood by Paul. Amen. Listen, I am with thee. Hallelujah, the angel of God stood by Paul, but the Spirit of God is inside of us. Amen. The angel stood by him, but you have better than that angel. You got the power of the Holy Ghost living inside of you. Amen. Be not dismayed. Amen. Be not dismayed. That word dismayed means to worry, be disappointed, be upset. But the Word of God says, be not dismayed. If God calls you to it, and I've heard this preached all my life, He will see you through it. Amen. If God calls you to it, He will see you through. Amen. God had a mission and a purpose for Paul. God has a mission and a purpose for you. Amen. God has a mission and a purpose for you. Luke 22 and 42 says, saying, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Hallelujah. And this is where I really want to kind of get to preaching right here. Not my will, only when we are willing to put our will aside, amen, will God start showing you His will. Amen. Not my will, but thy will be done. We got to take up our cross, follow Jesus, and then we will begin to see God's will, His purpose, His passion, His mission. It's just simple. How many of you can raise your hand tonight? Come on, I know more of you can than that. Now look, you have just qualified yourself to be used of God. Right. You just qualified yourself to be used of God. Why? Let me tell you another one I'm sure you've heard all your life. God is looking for availability, not ability. Okay? That's what we struggle right there. We struggle right there. You can be the very best that church has to offer and never win a soul. You can sing like a canary. You can play the keyboard like Elvis and never win a soul, because you're never available. You can preach the walls down. You can be the best that this house has to offer, but never be available. Oh, hello, Pastor Causey. Oh, no, I'm busy. I can't tonight. Or even worse than that, when the Lord comes knocking on your door and you're too busy to go pray. I thank God that they got the women's prayer room opened up. Amen. Because listen, you all qualified right there. You all have the ability, but how many of you are going to make yourself available to go to that prayer room? Hallelujah. Come on, church. Availability, amen, is God's greatest asset. You can have all the ability in the world, but if you never apply to the kingdom of God, amen, there's nothing ever going to change. Nothing ever going to happen, amen. Paul, he had to be available. He had to be available to get stoned. Woo! He had to be available to get stoned, Pastor Causey. Right. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you some comments. I never met this man. I wished I would have. I listened to this tape while I was over there from Brother Billy Cole. And listen, these are his comments. He said, I was invited to preach. So I went, and it was late at night, and I was trying to find the church, and the pastor of this church said, go across the bridge and take a right, Brother Billy. We're right down there. You can't miss us. So he goes across the bridge. He takes a right. He can't find that church. And all this time, the devil's whispering in his ear, you're stupid. You're dumb. You're ignorant. You can't even find a church. And Brother Billy said, that's fine, and I might be, but I'm anointed of God. Woo! Hallelujah. I might be dumb, I might be ignorant, but I'm anointed of God. And that is all that counts. Because the Bible says these are ignorant and unlearned men. But the Bible says that they took note of them, Brother Jeremy, that they had been with Jesus. Woo! Because they were available. They were available. Hallelujah. You might be the least in the crowd, and God can use you mightily. Hallelujah. I remember Brother Cornwell, when he came to Durr and he taught on Bible studies, said this woman had a really bad odor problem, but she was a soul winner. Hallelujah. Because she made herself available to God, and nobody that ever she ever taught a Bible study to ever could smell her, amen. Because the Bible, you know, talking about the aroma, hallelujah. She had the Holy Ghost, amen. Oh, in the name of Jesus, she made herself available to God to be used in such a way, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, you might be the greatest here, oh, but you can be the least in the crowd, and God can use you in a mighty way, amen. Because you are available. That's it. Somebody else might be more intelligent. Somebody else might be a better speaker. Somebody else might know more people. But because they don't pick up the phone. Come on, Jesus. Come on, you know I'm telling the truth. Where I come from, my hometown has 90 folks. I wonder how many of them heard the call. Because there was 90 people available or had the ability. How many of you have heard the call? How many of you will take the time? Being a pastor, being a teacher, being a worship leader, being a missionary, being a soul winner, being a Bible study teacher does not always rely on ability. Because For we all have within us, listen, the capacity to learn, to do all these things, and to be pretty successful. They can teach you to be a pastor. They can teach you to preach. They can teach you to give a Bible study. And all of these things, you can be halfway successful with that, with your ability, similarly. But when you totally sell out and you make yourself available, amen, that's 24/7 pastor job, 349 days a year. Well, y'all caught that, didn't you? That's 365. But it's all the time. There are no days off. There aren't. Even when he's gone, he's still clocked in. But to become great, we must be available. We must be available. The world will never be changed by the things you hope to do later. Now, the pastor said it, now is the time. Now is the hour. God is waiting on you to make some time to be available for him. Numbers 13 and 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." I'm gonna reiterate. I'm not going to stretch the scripture here, but I want you to kind of picture this for just a minute. But the rest simply may have said this: "Yeah, but we're not available." But we're not available. How many people in our community? And we prayed last night for our community. Amen. How many people in our community is ready and willing for a Bible study? How many people in our community are ready and willing for prayer? How many people in our community are sitting by themselves just waiting to hear a knock? How many people in our community are waiting for an invitation to church? And here we stand with the ability. But how many of you are available? How many of you are available? I know you're thinking, "Well, Brother Collins, what's this got to do with what you did in Scotland?" It has everything to do with that. Everything. Because I know my wife told you before we left how long we had our packet for 10 years. Right. 10 years, Pastor Causey, I was able to go. But I never made myself available. How much more could I have done when I was 35 and not 45? All because of one word: available. Here we are tonight with everything this world needs, but unavailable. It has to do with everything being available. When that friend calls, you got to answer that phone. I don't care if they upset you. I don't care if you're mad at them. Bible says you got to forgive them. So what if they hurt your feelings? They stoned Paul. They killed the Lord. Judas kissed him on the cheek, and Jesus called him friend. Isaiah 6 and 8. And I'm closing with this. I ask everybody to stand. It said, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I. Send me. I'm going to give you something. I thought this was pretty ironic. The word later is not found in the Word of God. But now is found 1,356 times. Here am I, Lord. Send me now. How many souls have been lost because we tell Jesus, not now, Lord, maybe later. But I want to say tonight, because I don't want to end on a sad note, and I don't want to end with everybody thinking, you know, I should have done this and I could have done that. Yeah, we probably should have, and yeah, we probably could have. But guess what? We still have today. Amen. We still have today. Today, the Bible says, is the day of salvation. Amen. You can go home, answer that phone, send out a text, pick up that phone, make a call, go by, buy a cup of coffee for somebody, and tell him about God. Now, not later. Now, not later. All we've got to do is be available. All we've got to do is be available. And the Lord says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. I'm with thee. Hallelujah. What right now I want you to think. And I've done it, and I'm as guilty as anybody else. When the Lord tell me to do something, and I ask, was that really you? Was that really you? That told me to go pray with them? Was that really you that told me to go lay hands on this person that I know has cancer? Was that really you? And the next thing you know, it's 3 days later, and that chance is gone. Hallelujah. How was your mission trip, Brother Collins? It was great. It was awesome. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. And I will be going back sooner than later. Amen. Amen. These altars are open. Amen. I wish you would come down and pray and ask the Lord and talk to Him tonight. Say, Lord, send me now. Show me somebody, Lord, that I can pray with. Lord, put that person on my mind that I can invite to church. Show me, oh God, who I need to speak with at work. Teach me, Lord, how to give a Bible study now and not later. Amen. Lord, help us to have a willing heart and a willing mind.
The service that you've called us to do. And Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hope to see some of you men at men's conference. Have a great day.